March Gibson is crunching through the snow on the grounds of the Raptor Education Group, Incorporated, known as Reggie for short. Several big brown buildings stand stark against the gray Wisconsin winter. Collectively, they're a hospital campus for injured or sick raptors. Gibson approaches a screened-in gazebo. Inside is a very talkative young female bald eagle who's hopping around on a large perch and giving Gibson a knowing look.
She's very vocal, and she likes to chat, and she's sort of giving her rendition of poor me, get over here, in bald eagle.
West Nile virus began showing up in bald eagles about 2 years ago. It's not known if a bird can ever be fully cured of the virus, but in January, the sanctuary released three bald eagles that had sufficiently recovered. Gibson says it would have been irresponsible to let them go without studying the lingering effects of the disease, so she's using satellite transmitters to keep tabs on them.
People always ask us, are you sad when you release a bird? And, you know, I always use the analogy that it would be, you know, great if they would send a postcard home. But with the transmitters, I have to say it's kind of like they are sending postcards home all the time, and that's been a very interesting and very rewarding experience.
Gibson is studying the West Nile virus with the help of Nick Doreen, a grad student from UW-Stevens Point. Doreen logs onto a special website and tracks down one of the recently released bald eagles. A topographical map shows Doreen the region where the bird has settled. A red X marks the spot within 100 yards of where the bird is.
And he has found a nice place alongside a stream on a bluff outside of Black Earth, about 3 miles off the highway that runs out of Madison towards Black Earth. Very nice secluded spot way up on top of a hill.
The satellite transmitters are more accurate than traditional radio monitoring, and they're a lot more expensive. Since the Raptor Education Group doesn't get state or federal funding, Marge Gibson foots most of the bills herself. The monitoring project could cost as much as $60,000. Even just getting birds to the sanctuary is an involved process. Volunteers pick up birds they think need help and drive them here. Then Nick Doreen keeps an eye on his patients to see if they exhibit any telltale signs of West Nile virus.
They're usually convulsing, they have poor balance, they have head tremors, usually eye problems. Sometimes they can't fly at all, usually they can't fly at all.
Those symptoms have serious repercussions. If an eagle can't see correctly, it might not be able to find its nest. West Nile can also affect an eagle's voice. That's a problem because its mate might not recognize its call. When the Reggie staff suspects a bald eagle has West Nile virus, they draw blood and have it tested at the Marshfield Clinic. Once the virus is confirmed, the only way to treat it is with some tender, loving care.
Hi! Look at...
Gibson tenderly picks up a sick eagle out of a cardboard box, where it's kept so it doesn't expend energy flapping around. And the eagles are fed baby food so they don't waste energy in digestion. When the birds feel up to it, they're put into an indoor flight room. It looks like a warehouse, 150 feet long and almost 3 stories high. It's essentially a rehab ward for birds who need to test their wings. An immature bald eagle flies overhead, but he hasn't perfected flight just yet. He misses his perch, hits the wall, and falls to the gravelly floor.
Is he okay?
He's okay, but looks a little embarrassed. On the floor of this flight room is a pile of fish, a deer carcass, and the ribcage of an animal that became eagle chow. Marge Gibson says she wants the eagles to stick to their wild diet. That's why the satellite monitoring program is so important, because the bird's behavior in the wild will indicate the lasting effects of West Nile virus.
There are things that we can judge while the bird is captive. We can judge, for instance, in a flight building, whether the bird is flying well. But one of the things we can't judge is whether his visual acuity, his mental acuity, and those are things that we have to rely on once they're released. And with the transmitters, with the satellite transmitters, we can follow them and have a better idea of how they're interacting with their own species and with other species once they're in the wild.
West Nile virus is fairly rare in wild bald eagles. In Wisconsin, more bald eagles die from being hit by cars. It's believed there are 650 to 700 breeding pairs in the state. Marge Gibson hopes to keep tabs on just a few of them so they can help shed light on a still mysterious disease. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.